在我们每个人的生命当中啊，都会有惧怕的时候跟事情。
During our life, we have fears in our heart.
惧怕考验着每一个人。
Fears is a trial to everyone.
当你没有遇到你所惧怕的事情之前，你会认为自己很勇敢，很有办法。
Before you meet these difficulties that make you fearful, you feel you're powerful.
当你遇到你惧怕的事情，当你陷于惧怕恐惧的时候，你才会觉得自己能力不足，何等渺小。
When you encounter troubles, when you feel fearful, you feel that your power is limitless.
所以惧怕对人也是一种考验。
So, the feeling of fear is a test for everyone.
在圣经的撒母耳记上十七章里头。
In 1 Samuel chapter 17,
腓利士人要跟这个扫罗所带领的以色列人打仗。
The Philistine was at war with the Israelite led by Saul.
他们在以拉谷这个地方要举行决战。
They were at this valley of Elah and ready to go to battle.
这时候腓利士人他们派出了一个讨战的勇士叫哥利亚。
At that particular moment, they sent out a champion named Goliath.
来看哥利亚，他到底是何方的神圣？请看十七章第四节。
Let's see how great Goliath is. Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4.
四节，从腓利士营中出来一个讨战的人，名叫哥利亚，是加特人，身高六肘，伶俐虎口。五节。
Five.
头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，甲重5000舍克勒。六节。腿上有铜护膝，两肩之中背负铜戟。七节。枪杆粗如织布的机轴，铁枪头重600舍克勒。有一个拿盾牌的人在他前面走。好，我们再看33节。
Let also look at verse 33.
33节，扫罗对大卫说：“你不能去与那腓利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻。”他自幼就做战士。我们看到这个哥利亚这个以色列人他们所遭遇的敌人。
Goliath is an enemy to the Israelite.
从小就做战士。
And he was a warrior ever since his youth.
而且他非常高大。
He was very tall.
有3公尺高。
9 feet tall.
他身上所穿的这个盔甲有57公斤重。
And he wore an armory on his body about 5,000 shekels.
所以他一定是长得很壮，才能够背那么重的这个盔甲。
So he must be very strong, in order for him to bear all this armory.
他拿着的这个铜戟呀，如同织布的机轴那么的粗啊。
And his
verse seven,
his spear's sharp was like a weaver's rod.
光那个这个枪头啊，就有7公斤重。
And the spearhead itself is about 600 shekels.
这么一个高大的强敌摆在面前。
This great enemy in front of the Israelite.
让同样高人一头的扫罗王是躲在营中不敢出面。
Even King Saul, who in the Bible recorded one head taller than everybody, he hide in his camp.
十七章十一节，扫罗和以色列众人听见腓利士人的这些话，就惊惶，极其害怕。
Verse 11, on hearing the Philistines' words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified.
24节，以色列众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。
Verse 24, when the Israelites saw the man, they all ran from him in great fear.
当我们生命当中的哥利亚出现的时候，
when we encounter Goliath in our life,
什么是我们生命当中的哥利亚？
What is the Goliath of our life?
就是我们没有办法胜过的仇敌啊。
It's the enemy that we do not think we can overcome.
有可能是我们的坏习惯。
Maybe our bad habits.
我们的懒惰。
Our laziness.
我们的这个贪心。
Our greedy heart.
我们的没有信心。
Our unfaithfulness, our unbelieving.
以及我们怕困难的心。
And our fear of encountering difficulties.
不肯受约束的心。
Our unwillingness to subject to restraint.
这些都是我们生命当中的哥利亚。
This is all the Goliaths of our life.
哥利亚跟我们的人生有什么我们人生的结局有什么关系呢？
What does Goliath have to do with the end of our life?
十七章这里哥利亚这么说。
In verse 17, Goliath said.
十七章第八节。
17:8.
哥利亚对以色列的军队站立呼叫说，你们出来摆列队伍做什么呢？我不是非利士人吗？你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？可以从你们中间拣选一人使他下到我这里来就结啊。
Verse 9.
他若能与我战斗将我杀死，我们就做你们的仆人。我若战胜了他将他杀死，你们就做我们的仆人服侍我们。哪一边的战士胜了，失败的那一方就要服侍战胜的那一方，做人家的仆人，做人家的奴隶。
So whoever lose the battle will serve as a slave to the victorious one.
今天我们面对我们生命当中的强敌哥利亚，面对我们生命里面的软弱。
So today, when we face our Goliath, when we face our weaknesses,
我们没有胜过生命当中的软弱跟缺点，就会被这些软弱缺点给胜过。
If we did not overcome these difficulties, we will be overcome by those difficulties.
那你就一辈子做这些软弱缺点的奴隶啊。
And you will be enslaved all of your lives to this trouble, these weaknesses.
让他来掌握你的一整个人生啊。
And they will take control over all of your life.
那我们要怎么样面对在面对我们生命当中的这个哥利亚的时候来胜过他？
So how could we overcome or be victorious over this Goliath of our life?
我们不要认为说我们可以逃避，我们可以不要遇到我们生命当中的哥利亚。
Don't think that we could avoid it. We avoid to come face to face to the Goliath.
如同哥利亚所说的，
Just as Goliath said,
你们不是自认为是因着福音得自由神的子民吗？
Aren't you the chosen people of God?
过来与我战斗吧。
Come and fight with me.
如果我能胜了你们，
If I can win this battle,
你们就要成为我的仆人，我的奴隶啊。
You have to be my slave, my servants.
今天魔鬼就如同哥利亚一样向我们挑战，向我们宣战。
Nowadays, Satan was also like Goliath. He declared war to us.
你们不是已经与耶稣基督同死同复活的人吗？
Aren't you all died and resurrect with Jesus Christ?
你们不是自认为是耶稣基督的军队？
Aren't you all the soldiers of Christ?
我们来战斗吧。
Let us fight.
如果能战胜我，
If you can win over me,
你们才能脱离我的辖制啊。
You can escape from my claws.
如果你们不能战胜我，你们还是要在罪的权势之下受捆绑。
If you lose, you still are bounded by the authority of sin.
所以我们今天不要认为我们在生命当中不会遇到哥利亚。
So in our life nowadays, Let's not think that we can avoid this Goliath.
哥利亚在这里出现了。
Goliath here, he appeared.
有正面跟负面两。
There's a positive and negative side.
在负面，哥利亚考验着扫罗他的军队。
In the negative terms, Goliath was a test to Saul's army.
扫罗在哥利亚的面前竟然什么事情都不能做。
Saul were helpless. He didn't do anything in front of Goliath.
他不是高人一头吗？
Didn't he a head taller than everybody?
他不是也有枪也有刀吗？
Didn't he also have weaponry, spears?
为什么他不敢出去征战呢？
Why was he afraid to go out to war?
因为他害怕。
Because he was afraid.
因为他没有信心啊。
Because he did not have faith.
信心不经过考验，看不出是真信心。
Faith without test, faith that does not go through test is not a true faith.
哥利亚的出现，衬托出扫罗的无能。
The appearance of Goliath, emphasized the weaknesses of Saul.
哥利亚的出现也有它正面的效果。
But Goliath's appearance here also has a positive side.
把童子大卫带上了整个舞台。
It brought David up to the stage.
如果没有这一场战争的胜利，
if there is no victory in this battle,
大卫就没有办法扬名于天下。
David's name will not be spread out to the world.
就不能够入主皇室啊，进到皇宫里面哦。
And he will not be a king, be a royal family.
整个人生，整个改变。
And it changed his whole life.
所以，当我们遇到困难
，So when we encounter difficulties,
当然他这个困难，在这个困难面前，显示出我们的不足，我们的软弱来。
Of course, during this time, we can find out our weaknesses.
如同扫罗面对哥利亚一样。
Just as Saul, when he face to face with Goliath.
任凭对方亵渎神的名，咒骂神的军队。
He let the enemy defy the name of God and despise the chosen people of God.
但我们也可以效法大卫。
But we can also take David as an example.
勇敢去面对那生命的仇敌哥利亚。
We courageously face this the Goliath of our life.
大卫怎么战胜哥利亚呢？
How did David overcome Goliath?
我们从大卫自己的口中，我们可以知道他所倚靠的武器是什么。
And from David's own saying, we can find out what was his weapon.
我们请看十七章的四十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 17, verse 45.
四十五节，大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之主的名，就是你所辱骂带领以色列军队的神。”这就是为什么大卫他敢去迎战哥利亚的原因呢？
This is the reason why David have the courage to face Goliath.
他知道得胜不是靠人，是靠神。
He know being victorious does not depend on people, but it depends on God.
不是靠人的能力，是靠神的权柄。
It's not depends on man's power, but it depends on the authority of God.
同样的，在我们面对我们生命中的这个仇敌哥利亚的时候，面对我们的软弱，面对我们的缺陷的时候，
just the same when we encounter Goliath, our enemy, when we encounter with difficulties,
我们没有办法靠人的力量来胜过。
We can never depend on our own strength to overcome it.
唯有靠神的力量。
We can only depend on the power of God.
才能够克服我们的软弱。
So we can defeat our weaknesses.
才能够胜过我们的缺失啊。
And we can overcome our shortcoming.
大卫他的得胜
，David's victory，
啊，也让所有的人知道，神使人得胜，不是用刀枪，是在乎他的全能。
Let David's victory let all people know that winning is not about how many weaponry or how many manpower you have, but it all depends on God's power.
今天我们当基督徒，我们是不是拥有得胜的生活，也关系到福音的见证，关系到神的荣耀。
And nowadays, as Christians, whether or not we can be victorious, it all depends on the witnesses of the gospel and the glory of God.
当我们能够战胜生命中的仇敌，战胜我们的黑暗面的时候
，And when we can defeat our enemy, when we can overcome our shortcoming,
我们也才能够让那些同样在黑暗捆绑当中，同样面对仇敌啊，面对他生命仇敌的啊，这个哥利亚的人呐、啊，能够勇敢的跟随。
We can help other people who are in the same situation, who are also facing their own enemies, their own Goliath, to be out of their difficulties.
啊，依靠神去战胜他们生命当中的软弱。
And let God help them defeat their shortcoming.
好，所以我们要求神帮助我们。
So we have to ask God to help us.
也许在你的心中正面对着你生命当中的哥利亚。
Maybe now in your heart, you are encountering the Goliath of your life.
啊，你已经啊用尽所有的方法想要摆脱他。
You have tried everything to overcome it.
想要战胜他。
You want to defeat it.
但是你害怕。
But you are afraid.
你如同扫罗一样躲在营帐里头。
You are just like Saul hiding in your camp.
啊，你认为说一切都会过去的。
You think, well, everything will be gone.
啊，我就要好好的躲起来，哥利亚会离开的。
As long as I hide myself well, Goliath will leave one day.
就好像我们不肯去面对我们的问题，面对我们的软弱，彻底去解决一样。
Just as we avoided our problems, our weaknesses, and we avoided in solving them.
哥利亚不但不会走，他还会不断的给你施加压力啊。
Yet Goliath will not go away. It will increase its pressure on you.
让你的恐惧日益的增加，让神的荣耀，让神的名一天比一天被羞辱。
And it will actually make matters worse, and it will defy God's name.
唯有勇敢的靠着神的力量，才能够战胜我们的仇敌啊。
Only by relying on God's power, we can all overcome our enemies.
我来岂没有缘故？这是大卫回答他兄长的话。29节。
On 29, David say, "What now? What have I done? Can I even speak?"
大卫来到这个战场，为的就是要得胜。
David come here to, for victory.
得胜啊，这个以色列人的仇敌哥利亚。
And to be victorious over the enemy of the Israelite Goliath.
今天我们蒙神选召啊，来学习，来啊，成为他的精兵啊。
Today we were called by God to learn how to become His soldiers.
也不是没有缘故啊。
And it is not without reason.
我们勇敢站出来。
So we should be courageous and step out.
靠神的力量来克服我们生命中的软弱。
Rely on God's power to overcome our shortcomings.
来跟随十字架的旌旗啊。
Follow the cross.
我们接下来要同心跪下来祷告。
Next, we will all kneel down and pray together.
我们借由祷告将我们的软弱，将我们的生命中的哥利亚。呈现在神的面前。
Through prayers, we lay out the Goliath and the weaknesses of our life in front of God.
靠神的力量，彻底将他打败，彻底将他克服胜过。
Rely on God's power we will defeat them and we will overcome them.